Within hours of returning to the Oval Office, President Trump signed several executive orders, including one on the Biden electric vehicle mandate and the former president's Green New Deal.
With my actions today, we will end the Green New Deal and we will revoke the electric vehicle mandate, saving our auto industry and keeping my sacred pledge to our great American auto workers. In other words, you'll be able to buy the car of your choice.
The ethanol industry and farm groups sued the Biden EPA over its tailpipe emission standards, which they argued were unfair to biofuels and forced consumers to buy only EVs. As for ending the Green New Deal, Trump's pledge raises questions about the future of climate-smart ag programs and Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. One of those is the 45Z tax credit to incentivize sustainable aviation fuel, as Trump looks for savings to fund extending his sweeping 2017 tax credits that expire this year. When it comes to immigration, President Trump announced a national emergency, deploying troops to the U.S.-Mexico border to address illegal immigration. He pledged to deport millions of undocumented immigrants and signed an executive order ending birthright citizenship for children of undocumented parents. Several states have already filed legal action to stop that order. I'm Sabrina Halverson for the Southeast AgNet.